Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with CrossFit Lynchpin, the private track. It is Monday, November 21st, 2022. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're new, welcome. I think you're going to have an absolute blast. Dive into the community. That would be my number one recommendation. Whether you are new to the program or not, if you have not yet watched the other video that I attach to every Monday, it's entitled New to Lynchpin, watch this first. It's exactly what you need to do. That video gives you all the information and context to fully benefit from the private track and everything that's offered. Why is there a not for time every workout each week? What the heck does that mean? It's in the video. What's the difference between the prescribed workout of the day, the wild card option, the scaled option, what's the Leo, what's the Neo? It's all in that video. The goal times, are they rigid? Are they flexible? It's in the video. Talk to me about the accessory work. It's in the video. So I encourage you to watch the video. Then come back and here we go. All right, so today's workout, not a barbell in sight, and we needed a workout that was, as so many workouts are, a choose your own adventure. The pace that you modulate for these 200 meter runs is really going to drive what happens today. So it's 8 rounds for time, 20 sit-ups, 8 chest to bar pull-ups, and a 200 meter run. Didn't want to go below parallel, wanted some upper body pulling a little bit different than what we had done previously to get in some nice volume by the end of the workout, but in challenging but manageable chunks, and sets of 8 chest to bar are that for a lot of people. Now if you're going to break up the 8 chest to bar each round, don't worry, you're in good company. Nothing needs to be unbroken. If it turns into a 4 and a 4, that's okay. If it's a 4-2-2, that's okay. Something like that with just, you know, short breaks, good to go. The sets of 20 sit-ups. If you casually glanced by them, you won't casually glance by them around round 4. They're going to catch up. And let's take a look back previously over what we've done for running, midline, and then upper body pulling as well. Because the purpose of these videos that I'm going to make is not just to read through all the options. Everybody has the capacity to do that on their own. To talk about why the workout is what it is today, maybe how you should approach it, and some of the thought and intent behind it. Nothing that we program at Lynchpin is random. Everything is painstakingly and intentionally designed to propel your fitness forward in this nice, gradual, sustainable fashion without unnecessarily beating the stuffing out of you so that your knees, back, and shoulders feel good. So today, sit-ups, chest to bar, and 200 meters of running. Last week we ran, but it was 400s in test number 12. We were on the bike last week as well. Didn't have 200 meter runs. Here we have them, already doing something a little bit different. Upper body pulling. Last week we had rope climbs and we had kipping chin over bar pull-ups. Now we've got chest to bar pull-ups. That's just going back 1 week. Talking about midline. Last week we had V-ups and we had toes to bar. Now we've got just classic sit-ups. Previous to that, we had knees to elbows. We had GHD sit-ups. So we're just exposing you to all these different elements, and I almost went down a rabbit hole. But variance is a beautiful thing, and I think that's probably one of the things too many programs are lacking. And the human body is not so well understood, or I should say that variance is so powerful that exposing you to upper body pulling in a variety of ways, not always doing the same thing for midline, but exposing you to all those different midline stimuluses. Same with engine work. Everybody has some sort of weakness somewhere in their body. And if you always do the same thing, you always go below parallel the same way, you always pull from the ground the same way, you might be avoiding that weakness unknowingly. But as we expose you to so many different things, chances are we're going to hit you in some area that you need improvement on. So again, variance is your friend and mine. We've got the wild card option is precisely the same as the workout of the day, but we switched it from chest to bar pull-ups to just kipping chin over bar pull-ups. So if that is what works really well for you, you will not be shortchanged. It's a fantastic option. And then finally, the scaled option is ring rows or pull-ups. And ring rows are fantastic. Anyone who's been around Lynchpin for a while knows that I have a love affair with them. They're great. You can make them arguably harder than strict pull-ups. Just keep angling your body to the point where you're parallel with the ground or your feet are up on a box. And I'd rather do dead hang strict pull-ups than ring rows. They are really tough. So you can find a sweet spot for you that makes them really hard, but appropriately so. Don't make the ring rows easy, because if they're easy and you blow through them every round, you didn't challenge yourself, and challenging yourself is what's going to develop that upper body pulling strength. So if you are doing ring rows, I would want to make sure you put your body at an angle where you cannot do the eight unbroken, or you barely get it the first few rounds, then the last four rounds you have to break them up. Then I think you probably made a good decision right there. And the limited equipment crew, same as a workout of the day. So hope you enjoy kicking off the week like that. I will see you tomorrow. We are going heavy.